stand there in the parking lot, broom in hand, staring down at this Ziploc bag, and nudge it with the very manly steel-toed toe of my very manly steel-toed boot, and I look around as nonchalantly as is possible when one comes across what might be seriously illegal Ziploc baggy filler in the middle of the night at one's place of employment, with Han Solo's voice running through my head. I don't know, fly casual. Or in this case, sweep casual. Eventually, I get up the guts to pick it up. It's heavier than I would have imagined cocaine would be, packed into a hard little, perfect little, ultra-thin Zippo lighter-sized rectangular-shaped brick. A nasty thought strikes me. Is this some kind of test? Not a set-up-from-the-boss kind of test. I'm thinking more along the lines of God, or the universe, or whomever, whatever really runs things. A kind of like, here, have some of this, free even, kind of test. I mean, if I had found a baggie of pot in the parking lot in the middle of the night, I wouldn't be blogging this. And I'm pretty sure I'd be sound asleep right now, too. But it very obviously isn't pot, and I've no idea if it's what I think it might be, which is coke, and on top of that, no idea if, assuming I had the opportunity nerve to open it up, I would be able to tell cocaine from anything else that might resemble cocaine. All I really know is that whatever it is or isn't, it's illegal, and I'd better do the right thing or risk arrest and the loss of my groovy, cool new J-O-B. So, what's the right thing to do? Do I sneak off to the bathroom and unwrap the thing? No. I'm not worried about temptation, although wouldn't that be a bugger to crawl out from under, find a job I like for a change, and then get hooked on coke in the employee bathroom the first time out because I found somebody's lost stash and thought, ah, what the hell? But opening it up wouldn't exactly look good on me later, would it? Do I take it into the inside side of the parking lot to pretty girl who's working tonight and show and tell it to her? I decide against. Pretty girl is nice. She dances when I tell her to. But I don't really know her that well. What if she's a cokehead? It could happen. Maybe she dropped it. I decide to go inside and call the boss. Yes, wake him up out of a sound sleep and ask him what to do. That's the ticket. At which point, a 5-minute conversationalist rolls up to park, grumpy as all hell, and I stuff the baggie in my pocket and go conversate. And then I forget all about it. I know! Could you imagine? But that's what I do. Until the sun rises and I'm suddenly surrounded by 5-minute conversationalists, and it isn't until the boss pulls up and parks that I remember it. And then shift changes upon us and things go nuts because we have to shut everything down for a whole minute and a half, and all the grumpy 5-minute conversationalists are freaking because they have to wait for their conversations, and by the time it calms down and I'm free to talk to the boss about the baggie full of drugs I found in his parking lot, my idiot child, now don't come down on me for renaming my formerly wonderful, albeit sometimes stupid kid, she's a full-blown teenager now, clinically insane, and has recently earned the new name, believe me, comes flying into the fray to tell me she's Mr. Bus, and can I please, please drive her all the way to the far edge of town to school? To which I find myself driving in a downpour with a minor child and me with no purse, hence no driver's license, with my pockets stuffed full of cocaine. I'm certain I'm going to be stopped for driving erratically. I am, in point of fact, driving very erratically, being in a panic about my pending arrest and all. The knowledge that I am about to become the much-honored family cup holder does not please me nearly as much as I've always believed it would. I'm sure that even if I don't get stopped by the police, I'm certain to run a red light, plow through 27 other vehicles, roll the prissy van, mow down a whole bloody mess of school children, and eventually wake up from my coma in handcuffs because somebody is going to find cocaine in my pockets, damn it, and somehow I don't think I found it in the parking lot is gonna fly. Nuh-uh. I decide to drop my idiot child off at school and then drive to the police station with my contraband and turn myself in. I'm pretty sure they'll believe the parking lot story if I surrender the goods of my own volition. So I concentrate on not killing anyone and driving safely, and I must be doing all right because I turn into my driveway having had only 2 fish shaken in my direction and 3 or 4 fingered at me. Yes, I turn into my driveway, having driven by rote and gone home rather than the police station. At this point, I decide to hell with it all. I'm going to flush it and forget it. I get inside, lock the door, lock the bathroom door, you know, to be on the safe side, and unwrap the hard little, perfect little, ultra-thin Zippo lighter-sized rectangular-shaped brick, which turns out to be a dead camera battery wrapped in a tissue and folded into a Ziploc bag for recycling. Lucky for me, because a few minutes later I discover that my toilet won't flush. Some drug dealer I'd make. I'm disgusted with myself. I don't deserve the family cup after all. And Google is going to send me some wicked weird visitors because of this post, I know it.